And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
St. Catherine Drexel. Catherine was born in Philadelphia in 1858. She had an excellent education and travelled widely. As a rich girl, she had a grand debut into society. But when she nursed her stepmother through a three-year terminal illness, she saw that all the Drexel money could not buy safety from pain or death, and her life took a profound turn. She had always been interested in the plight of the Indians, having been appalled by reading Helen Hunt Jackson's A Century of Dishonor. While on a European tour, she met Pope Leo XIII and asked him to send more missionaries to Wyoming for her friend Bishop James O'Connor. The Pope replied, "Why don't you become a missionary?" His answer shocked her into considering new possibilities. Back home, she visited the Dakotas and met the Sioux leader Red Cloud and began her aid to Indian missions. She could easily have married, but after much discussion with Bishop O'Connor, she entered a new religious order, the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament for Indians and Coloured. She opened a boarding school in Santa Fe, and by 1942 she had a system of black Catholic schools in 13 states, plus 40 mission centres and 23 rural schools. Her crowning achievement was the founding of Xavier University in New Orleans, the first Catholic university in the United States for African Americans. At 77, she suffered a heart attack and was forced to retire. Apparently, her life was over. But now came almost 20 years of quiet, intense prayer from a small room overlooking the sanctuary. Small notebooks and slips of paper record her various prayers, her ceaseless apparitions and meditation. She died at 96 and was canonized in the year 2000. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.